afternoon. My name's Gillian Dance. I'm the president of Auckland Grey Power, and I'm bringing you this program today from Planet FM. Basically, Grey Power just wants to talk about the activities that are happening around Auckland and some of the Grey Power associations, and to inform you about issues that affect our age group in particular. So if you'd like to grab a pencil and paper at some stage, I'll give you the details of several activities that are occurring later on in the program. But first of all, I'd like to welcome you, and I'd like to say that it's really great that spring's arrived. We can see the tuis visiting the kowhai trees, the puriri trees, the kotari kingfishers, the fantails gathering food and making nests. And that's a reminder to us that now it's getting warmer and perhaps not so cold outside, that we can get ready for our spring gardens, get the plants ready, harden them off, and then enjoy gardening. Gardening is extremely beneficial, and particularly as we get older. It's a good activity that keeps the older person in physically good shape, and it's relatively inexpensive. I'm quite a keen gardener, basically community gardens rather than my own backyard. But actually working in a community garden with other people is actually very rewarding. It's a great social activity, and you can share the tasks and share the plants. So if you have a community garden near you, wherever you are in Auckland, I'd encourage you to take part in it. Often too, we older people have a lot of knowledge about gardening that we can pass on to younger people. And there's lots of younger people that have missed this experience from parents and grandparents. So you'd be a great asset to them, either helping them at schools, or in play centres, or in the local community gardens. Lots of other issues are happening. We've got some issues that are happening with scams. Various emails have been arriving in some people's inboxes, asking for people to purchase vouchers from different organisations. Often these appear to have a person's name on that you know. We have to be wary of these scams. And get advice before you get rushed into buying anything or sending any money anywhere. Right, if you've got a pencil and paper, I'll tell you about some of the activities that are occurring in Grey Power. On Thursday, the Waitakere branch of Grey Power has organised a meeting starting at 12:30 over in the south, Te Atatū South Community Centre Hall. They've got a guest speaker from Pharmac. The Chief Executive Officer from Pharmac is coming up to talk to them about the funding of medicines. So if you can arrive and have your concerns about medicines or the lack of them and the funding of them and any questions, if you could go to the Grey Power meeting that's on Thursday at 12:30 at Edmonton Road at the South Te Atatū Community Centre. There's also on Friday a very good meeting being held out at Howick. The Howick Pakuranga branch of Grey Power have organised a meeting with the mayoral candidates. The meeting starts at 10 o'clock. The doors open at 9:30 for a cup of tea. So if it's being held at St Andrew's Presbyterian Church Hall on the corner of Vincent Street and Ridge Road in Howick. That's Friday, 10 o'clock, St Andrew's Presbyterian Church Hall. So if you live in the Howick Pakuranga area and you are free on Friday, spend the morning, if you like, having a cup of tea and listening to some of the mayoral candidates. I could add here that here in Auckland we had a very successful meeting last Thursday. The Auckland mayoral candidates, 12 of them, were on stage for people at the Mount Albert Community War Memorial Hall to actually talk about why they were standing, who they were, some of their hopes and ambitions. They had 4 minutes each, and then later on, questions from the floor, quite a number of them. And it was a pleasure to hear Mr. Phil Goff, the current mayor, Mr. John Tamahiri, 3 other woman candidates were there. Many of the people were concerned about, and the candidates were concerned about, environmental issues, transport, congestion, they covered a very wide range of issues that affected them and affected us, and that they were interested in. The Super Gold Card is going to be announced, the upgrading of it. Honourable Tracy Martin, Minister for Seniors, and Mr. Winston Peters are making announcements later on this month. That will be interesting. I no doubt we'll read all about the finer details when they come out. Right, another major event happening this week. Now, not everyone might be supportive of it, but there is actually a big rally being planned in Auckland, in Aotea Square, on Friday, the 27th of September, 12 p.m. noon. It has been organised by the School Strike Climate, well, School Strike for Climate NZ.com, if you want to look at it on the internet. It's an intergenerational rally for climate justice. Now, I don't know all the details, I'm not a scientist, but many of us are concerned about the pollution of the oceans, the use of resources, the deforestations that's happening around the world. So those of you that want to take part in this rally on Friday, you're welcome to attend and listen to the speakers and let them know what your voices are on the matter. The notice I'm looking at is, it says, "I'll clean up my room when you clean up the planet." That's one placard. And another placard says, "There is no plan B." In other words, we have to look after the world we've got. So I'd encourage you to find out more about that issue and participate if you wish to. I suppose one of the things that's concerned me, and would concern you, and particularly the senior group, is that our retirement savings, the interest rate that has been offered on them at the moment, is in some cases, from one of the accounts I have, I'm offered 0.1% interest. I mean, I find it laughable. Well, it isn't laughable. I find it quite sad. You know, we're encouraged to save for our retirement, and for secure investments, we often put our monies in the banks, for good reason, of course. But even a 1% interest rate is not keeping up with the rate of inflation. I've suggested that the government of the day should actually waiver any taxation on interest that we receive from banks, that they should have to set a limit on it, but surely we shouldn't have to pay tax at 17.5% on the interest that we are getting from the banks at the moment on the, on very minor amounts of money, or even if it's a larger amount, there should be a tax waiver. And I'd like to hear other people's opinion about that. We've been encouraged to spend in some ways to stimulate the economy. But on the other hand, we need to have savings to invest in capital growths, for companies that list on the market. We need to have money set aside for unexpected medical needs, for perhaps to support our own family, our grandchildren. And yet we're only being offered interest rates of 1% or less. Something seems very strange about this, and surely a government of the day can actually waiver the taxation on these savings, or the interest that we receive on these savings. Well, that's my personal view, but I'd be very interested to think what other people know about it, or think about it. The lots of other activities going on. Of course, we have our elections. I've mentioned the election meetings, and perhaps they're occurring all over Auckland. I hope they are, but the ballot papers are arriving in our letterboxes, and so we need to actually open them up, look through them to see who is or who, and how long and what the views are. It's possibly easier to fill them in and return them properly so that we don't leave them somewhere on the mantelpiece and forget about it. Everybody who lives in Auckland pays rates in one form or another. If you rent a property, you are paying your rates, perhaps $3,000, $3,500 or more of your income is going to your local body for the services that they provide. And often this is an excellent way of getting the services we want. But sometimes there are things that they spend their money on that we consider are luxuries that aren't necessary. It does concern me that approximately 20% of the rates are currently spent on the interest bills of the borrowings of a city like Auckland. Surely this is far too much. Surely we need to not get into this debt. And we are at the maximum limit, according to the valuation of the ability of the city to actually take out loans. I realise that the value of the city will increase as it gets developed. But I personally think being in debt to this level, is excessive. We either have to have other ways of funding the rates, and I would think that GST should be returned from the government, from central government to local bodies, to fund some of the infrastructure that they need. We certainly are getting some funding from the transport sector and from government sources to meet some of the needs of Auckland, but it seems that the rate burden on the ordinary residential ratepayer is a great hardship. So if I could urge you to get those voting papers out, and anyway, if you've got your pencil and paper, I'll repeat some of these meetings later on.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'm coming back to you, little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again I say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away, the twilight shadows deepen into night, dear. The city lights are gleaming o'er the snow. I sit alone beside the cheery fire, dear. I'm dreaming dreams from out the long ago. I fancy it is springtime in the Rockies. The flowers with their colors are aflame. And though I long to be back in the Rockies, I'll wait until the springtime comes again. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'm coming back to you, little sweetheart. With your bonny eyes of blue, once again I say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far.
Yes, that was a very popular song when my father was growing up, and we heard it many, many times. Usually we just heard the chorus, Springtime in the Rockies. It's from a film, Gene Autry, Gable, and John Wayne, approximately 1924. But I think it continued to be very popular with my father for the rest of his life. And hopefully it was one that many of you will remember. The other issues that arise that concern senior people, often living alone, our families worry about how we're coping on our own. I've recently been talking to the St. John's organisation, St. John organisation, and the medical alarms that they have in their service is one that we could all consider having. It does support people, thousands of people who live independently in their own homes. They have other services as well. But if you are living on your own and are having a medical alarm like this, could make a lot of difference. There is a small fee. It can be subsidised by the social services WINS if you meet the requirements. Before I finish today, I'd just like to thank Planet FM for the opportunity to record this program. I'd also like to encourage people to join the Grey Power organisations across New Zealand. There are 92 federations. In Auckland, you can contact them at Blockhouse Bay. Their phone number there, 626-09895. That's 626-0895. Ring them up. They're open Monday to Friday with an answer phone on. There is a North Shore branch. You can contact your North Shore branch by phoning the President, Bill Rayner, 445-3370. That's 445-3370. They're a very active branch. They have over 2,000 members. The Waitakere branch, based in West Auckland, they have an office at 247 Edmonton Road, Te Atatū South. That is where the meeting will be on Thursday. It's in the South Community Centre. They're open from 9:30 to 12, Monday to Friday. Their office phone number, 838-5207. Again, a very active branch. And there are also branches down up in the Rodney area and down in the Franklin area. So thank you very much.
Oh, trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we? The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
The evening breeze erased the trees tenderly. Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in the sand. Were we? Oh, the shores were kissed by the mist tenderly. Papa did it. I can't forget our two hearts met tenderly. Papa, that your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my chops away from pops tenderly.
Keep it out of sight. Oh.
but it was.